Adelaide, they were emphatic in their victory over the Pies at the MCG. And Brendan Lay joins us now to discuss the win. Lady, welcome to the show.
Thanks, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're very well, mate. I bet you've got a smile on your face. Nathan Buckley, in his press conference, described your team as the best he's played this year. Was that your best performance, do you think?
I think it's been our best four-quarter performance. We've had some good games against the Hawthorn game. Our first half was very, very good, but our second half wasn't where we liked it. It's been a few games where we put teams away early and just played okay for the rest of the game. But the weekend was probably our best four-quarter performance, and good to get some good media coverage over in the east, I suppose.
If I said Collingwood's best would be in this order, Pendlebury, Treloar, Sidebottom and Adams, they'd win contested ball and stoppage. But yet you'd win by 31 points. I bet you'd say, well, how the hell did we do that? Well, lady, how did you do it?
We're a big metres gained at our club, and I think we had like 80 less possessions, but we had 400 more metres gained. So we probably went a bit more direct with our ball movement. They were trying to find openings in their defence and couldn't find them. And as a result, they got a lot of possessions and weren't really going anywhere with a lot of them. So credit to our team defence, which has been great all year, and we showed that we could do it on a big ground and on a big stage.
Some clubs call it the 5-metre circle. Bucks calls it the bubble, that contested ball where there's a stoppage or a ground ball win. He said you guys were just too tough on the inside. That's been the story all year. You know, you got the Bash brothers, you got Ebo in there and a number of other blokes, but I love your method around there. It's one chase one. You know, you're not all donging heads. It's been bloody terrific, lady, and getting better as the year goes on.
Yeah, you've got to credit Vossi a lot to that.
Absolutely.
And they've been really strong on our midfield and what types of players are in there. And you're right, we've got some bodies in there and we think we've had a little bit of class in there. And we've lost Robbie, but to the forward line, but we put Chad Wingard in there and just had a little bit different. So he's getting towed along by those big boys and adds a little bit of class around the edges for us as well.
Whose call was Wingard to Pendles in the second half?
Nixie and Ken were talking about that through the halftime break, and they came up with it. And,
excellent.
And Chad in the third quarter especially was very, very good. Pendlebury had two or three touches, and Chad did a terrific job, kicked the goal as well. So, a good result for the club.
What was the thinking behind it?
I'm not too sure. We threw up a couple of options. We thought Pendlebury was, starting and had potential to start a lot of their chains. So, Chad wasn't having the best day. He didn't have a lot of touches, but Ken asked him at half time and put it on him and said, look, we need to do a team role. And to Chad's credit, he did it very well. And we got the result as a team, and that's all that matters in the end.
Mm. Robbie Gray was exceptional, but I thought it was a really even performance. Like you said, some of the numbers with Collingwood, with Treloar and Pendlebury and Sidebottom in the 30s, you guys had your highest possession winner had 25, and you had eight players between 20 and 25 disposals.
Yeah, well, like you said, mate, we're very even, and for us to go over on a big stage and perform the way we did was great. And a lot of media outlets do look at possessions a lot and who has them, and these people have 30 or 40. And, if the team doesn't win, it's all a bit wasted in the end. So we like to think our possessions, not all of them are going to be damaging, but the ones we do have are going to be. And we keep challenging the Oppo, and we did that in the weekend, and as I said before, we got a really good result out of it.
Mm. Talk about value for touches. One of them is Robbie Gray. Bix touched on him. A classy game, 5 goals. He had 13 score involvements. When he's up and about, I made a call, lady, at the start. Bix laughed at me, but I reckon if he's not the best player in the comp, he's top two. He is unbelievable, an all-rounded player.
It's funny, the scribes week to week, he's had a bad week and he's got the worst injury in history, and then he has the best game. He's the second best player in the comp. So, I'm pumped that Robbie's in my line. He adds a really dynamic and a lot of class to our forward line. And, we've got a lot of players around him who play their roles and, chase and pressure and, mark the ball and create contests. But Robbie just puts that cherry on top and, kicked 5 goals, 1 and he set up 5 other goals as well, so that's always pretty handy as well.
Pretty good bloody midfield if you don't have him going through there. What's the debate each week with him? Where does Robbie sit with the midfield? I mean, it's a very hard position to play a small forward. He's as good as any going around, but what about midfield minutes?
We like we'd like all our players to have a few different positions to play, and if they're not going well in one, we can move them to another, and that hopefully gets them going. You saw earlier in the year, you know, Dixon as a forward probably wasn't getting a lot of marks, but what he was doing was going in the ruck and actually getting around the ball and getting a few touches and a few tackles. So when we put him back forward, he was ready to go. And Robbie's been a bit like that. When he hasn't played well up forward, we just put him on ball and we know what he can do there. And to Robbie's credit, he's accepted the role really well, and he's playing pretty good footy at the moment because of it.
One thing that maybe could be seen as a slight negative, you kicked 13-15. Now, I had a look at the stats. You kicked more points than any other team in the competition. You're on 165, something similar to that. Is there a reason for it? Do you attack from closer to the boundary line, or why are you consistently kicking more points than goals?
That's a good question, Bucks. Called you Bucks.
I'll take that.
We've been looking at that for a while now, and we're trying to figure out why. And is it our routines? Do we train it too much? Do we train it not enough? For us, and Richmond are the same. Richmond's numbers this year, their goal kicking is not great. Teams that have a lot of front of centre turnovers have a lot of re-entry, so there's already a lot of numbers in there. So the balls that hit the ground, your snaps and your on-the-run shots, there's always a lot of pressure around you. And when you're a team like that, your percentages aren't as good as they could be. So we're going to keep working on it. We know that, you know, we're going to have a lot of inside 50s. We're the number one in the comp, so a lot of opportunities for us to score, but we just have to get better at a conversion.
Gee, when you've got a set of wheels, it's good. When you've got a tattoo on your ankle, it's even better. Matty White, boom. Gee, add some speed. Some of that forward stoppage run, lady, exciting.
Oh, it was great for Whitey. He was a bit quiet in the stir game the week before in the SANFL, and you know, we probably picked him on a bit of a whim, and to come in and for him to perform like he did, it was, you know, I reckon Power supporters remember back 3 or 4 years ago when he was playing like that, and to have that run back, he just released the shackles a little bit and just started to really enjoy his footy now, and just going to make every moment count. And for him to play the way he did and to give the team what he did was a real bonus for us and him.
Saturday night, Richmond, it's a top four playoff. There you are, boom, I've built it. Winner finishes top four. Am I dreaming?
No,
it's a big game. It's a top eight team now, lady. It's a bloody big game. Have you been billing it? Will it be built up as the week goes on?
Oh, it will be. We're under no illusions that people keep saying we've never beaten anyone inside the eight this year, but you can only play who you play, and we've been competitive against some of those teams, but Richmond on the same wins as us. We're the best defence, they're the second best defence. They're number one for 450 tackles, we're number two for 450 tackles. So a lot of things are lending itself to being a big game. And there's a little rivalry between Port and Richmond, it always has been, since probably the Troy Chaplin and Travis Pike days. So we look forward to playing well against Richmond, and you know, they're coming over here, and we want to make every home game a winner for us.
How much intel have you got? They've changed a little bit from last year when you were there, but you still know a lot about the players, I'm sure.
Yeah, they've got all new coaches there, so that's the reason they've changed a few things, what they do in the game. But, look, I've got intel on some of the players, and hopefully that helps us a little bit, you know, with some matchups and what they do and don't like. But, as you said before, they've changed a fair bit what they do, and but they still have some things of the same. Hopefully we can really address them and expose them on that.
Wingard to Martin, I'd like to see that.
You would have asked you what, mate. I'll take you to match committee tomorrow for you.
Well, I'm just putting it out there. I mean, Wingard to Pendlebury, Wingard to Martin. I just said I'd like to see that, the Kangaroo Island kid. What do you reckon?
So you wouldn't like to see Power Pepper on Martin?
I'd like to see Power Pepper on Martin as well. Hey, just on that arrogance he showed, I love his touch of arrogance. That tackle and then the elbow to the back of the scone, the little rubby snout into the MCG. You don't curb it, do you, as a coaching group?
No. There's times to do that kind of stuff, I think, Rowie, and we've all done it through our career. But you got to back it up by playing good football. And the bonus for Sam is, at the moment, he's playing some really good footy. You can't question his toughness and what he tries to do when he's around the ball. And we're just really pleased that he's at the club and doing what he's doing. And for us, it's hopefully he gets better and better as the years go on for us.
How did Jack Homps pull up? We saw him have a little bit of a knee issue, came off the ground, did end up going back on. Is he going to be okay?
As far as I know, he did a little bit of training today and did all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure he'll train tomorrow and Thursday, and to get through those fine, he'll be ready to go for, you know, Rewald or one of their forwards.
Lady, have a great week, mate. Well done. Great win over Collingwood by 31 points, onwards and upwards, and we look forward to that clash Saturday night.
Thanks, boys. See you soon.
Brendan Lade there, and we got the 5AA locker room doubles to give away. If you had said to me, Bix, yep, that Travis Boak and Robbie Gray's midfield minutes would be limited after 14 rounds and they'd be fourth on the ladder, I'd say get your jousting sticks out.
Yep.
I'm telling you, you're dreaming. And that is where they are.
Well, Powell Pepper's gone in there. And to think Brad Ebert wasn't spending much time in the middle of the ground last year, the way he's gone about it, he's probably the one who will end up on Dustin Martin this week, I reckon, in terms of that accountable midfielder. So
they are flying this mob.
Yep, very good. It promises to be a cracking match. Could well and truly put to bed the catch cry of, hey, they haven't beaten anyone in the top eight. Well, Richmond are firmly entrenched in the top eight, and they play them here at Adelaide Oval.